Ben Gideon. Paul Allen, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Paul Charchian.
Paul Charchian. Good to meet you, Ben.
Producer Nordo. Jordan Strzok on the VEN camera. Welcome to the exclusive Vikings Radio Network perch. Ben was a fourth-round selection of the Minnesota Vikings, plays linebacker, also played at Michigan. Now, what was it like playing for Jim Harbaugh?
It was great. You know, I was able to play for Coach Hoke for 2 years and then Coach Harbaugh for another 2 years. And,
yep.
You know, he brought a lot of the stuff he did in the pros to our program, so I think that, you know, helped us in the transition.
Did he bring the who has it better than us? Nobody.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of sayings like that. Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Now, you grew up in Ohio, right?
Yep.
So how do you end up in Michigan?
I know, right?
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, I'm the traitor.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. No, it was just a great fit for me. I loved it up there and fell in love, you know, from the first visit. So just, I was happy to be there.
And what? You had brothers who played collegiately as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my oldest played at Harvard.
At Harvard?
Yep. And my other one played rugby at Navy, actually.
Okay, wait. The U.S. Naval Academy.
Yeah.
So you're the dummy in the group who went to Michigan, right?
No doubt. Yeah.
Okay, those are some good schools. Did they make it to the pros?
No, but they're doing pretty well for themselves, too.
So, I bet they are. I bet they're doing just
what,
fine.
Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, we view it from afar. We've known about it forever, the rivalry. But to play in it, what's it like?
And be on both sides of it.
Nothing. I mean, there's really nothing better than that game.
Really? Did you win any of them?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
This past year, you know, it was that was a tough one over time. But growing up watching the rivalry, it's so special. That time of the year, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, it's the greatest rivalry in sports.
Did you grow up a Buckeyes fan?
No, not really. Just a Big Ten fan.
Yeah.
You know, watch a Big Ten, follow Notre Dame a little bit, all the Midwest teams. But
so you could have come here. Michigan, Minnesota.
Yeah,
you know, we'd have taken it.
Could have played both ways here.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've been a tailback and a linebacker, man. I'm just playing.
Yeah, you could have coached, really.
Hey, stupid question without looking at the media guy, but did you, like, grow up with Pat Elflein? I mean, have you known Pat Elflein for quite some time?
Yeah, I've known about him. My roommate in college actually was good friends with him. They went to high school together, so I had been around Pat a little bit, you know, through college. So I knew him before we ended up getting drafted here together.
Weak side linebacker here, right? I mean, at least one of your many roles.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking to win in the 4-3 base.
Yeah.
Playing some middle, too.
Yeah, we're all kind of moving around, too, during camp here.
So Kentrell Brothers, little nicked up, hasn't been able to practice. So you assume some of those roles, and I would imagine special teams, very important to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, with Kentrell out, we've all been kind of moving around, playing different roles here in camp.
And what do you want to get out of this camp? Other than a roster spot, you know, probably priority number one, what do you want to get out of the camp experience here?
I think just getting the schemes down is big for me. You know, playing multiple positions here early as a rookie can be tough. So I'm just kind of, you know, being able to play fast, because once I get the schemes down, I'll be able to play faster.
Is the speed of the game is something that most of the rookies end up telling us about. Have you experienced that yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think every step of the way is a speed jump, you know, high school to college, college to the pros. It's expected.
You guys are all super prideful, and you're very good at what you do, so I'm not disrespecting you. But has Dalvin Cook put a bad angle on you at any time this training camp?
Absolutely. we played him in the bowl game, too. So
you did?
Florida
State.
So I knew. I mean, we watched a month worth of film on him.
He
was very impressive.
How did he do in that game?
Very well.
Did he?
Very well, yeah.
How did you do?
Yeah.
I did all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so guys like Dalvin, they put bad angles on linebackers and safeties, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are the keys, like, from a running back standpoint, just like the stop and go, the change of speeds?
Yeah, the cuts he makes. I mean, the vision he has to be able to see where he's going to, you know, cut off of his blocks. And, you know, it's just impressive to watch.
Oh, your run-stopping equity, from what I heard when you were drafted, you know, the cliched, quote, thumper, and you're physically gifted. We heard a lot about that, but what about Ben Gideon in pass coverage? Like, say it's fourth, say you make the team, then say you, like, start in the 4-3 base, Monday Night Football against New Orleans, which would be great. It's Breeze gets you in a 4-3, but then he points at 42 because you're new from Michigan, and he wants to put a tight end on you in, like, isolation. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here in camp, working on those fundamentals, techniques of guarding somebody man-to-man or whatever the scheme might be, kind of honing the fine details. So if you can, you know, play within the scheme and play within the fundamentals and techniques and coverage, I think we'll all
be all right. So you're comfortable with that?
Yeah.
With your pass coverage?
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent.
Is it weird that you get so little padded time and so little contact here in training camp? Because you get a lot more to all the previous stops, and now you get to the pros, and you're not getting as much of that.
Yeah. It is a little different, but obviously, guys are very big and very strong, so it's a long season, so you got to take care of each other.
Yeah. When you watch Eric Kendricks play, what do you appreciate about him?
Oh, he's very impressive. I mean, the way he goes the ball, how fast and instinctive he is. So I'm learning a lot from him.
What about Linval Joseph?
Yeah, I mean, just an absolute run stopper.
Isn't it unbelievable?
In the middle, yeah.
Is the beauty of playing behind him is he gives you like this big triangle window behind him that you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
He's blocking out a huge part of the field behind him where nobody's coming through.
Yeah, he does one of the best in the league at that, for sure.
Last one, Jabril Peppers, your teammate at Michigan. I was kind of hoping the Vikings would investigate him. Whole thing didn't fall right picks wise. Then they get Dalvin Cook, but Peppers, the hybrid, is the safety and the linebacker and just the whole thing. What was it like playing with him?
It was great. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete, a guy that we moved around to, multiple different positions on defense, played some offense for us, return kicks. So I think he's going to have great success at Cleveland. Really early on, I think, returning kicks, and once they found a role for him on defense, he'll do great there.
How excited are you for Thursday night at Buffalo?
Yeah. Real excited, yeah.
I mean, you think a lot about it?
Yeah, we're all excited to, hit
somebody.
You're
going to play a ton.
You'll play, yeah, you'll play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they told us.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
I mean, not only will you play a ton, but, like, special teams, not knock on wood, ain't trying to jinx anybody, you're going to make the team, and I think you have a chance to start in the 4-3 base, that's my opinion. But, nevertheless, this is where you just win everything you need to win, don't you agree?
Yeah, this is big for us rookies, young guys, trying to prove our spot on this roster, and we're really excited to get out there and do it.
How much special teams work are you getting, Ben?
Oh, great amount, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did a good amount of that at Michigan as well. So
yeah.
For guys in your situation, that's of extraordinary importance, is to carve out a spot for yourself on special teams. And, it's an expectation of what you're going to do, right?
Definitely, yeah. Yep.
Bless you, young man. Good luck.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Great meeting you.
Thank you.
Ben Gideon, a rookie linebacker from Michigan, joining us to